USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation, the Daily Mail reports FBI agents have been spotted on Epstein's property in the U.S. Virgin Islands on Little St. James, reportedly raiding the home and looking for evidence. This comes 2 days after his suspicious suicide. Also new, the New York Post reporting Epstein hung himself with bed sheets from a bunk bed in an area of the federal holding cell in New York City where inmates are supposed to have paper-like sheets. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr says,
"We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility.
The FBI is now conducting such an investigation." Barr says investigators will also continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein headed up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Various legal experts all weighing in on the Jeffrey Epstein reported suicide in New York City. Criminal defense attorney Phil Hamilton telling Fox and Friends first he's stunned that this could happen in the lockup where El Chapo was being held at one time. He tells Fox News,
"How is it that a man that just tried to kill himself a couple of weeks before this, who is the absolutely most high-profile individual that you have within that facility, able to kill himself?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, 5-6 days after getting off of suicide watch?
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Changing gears now, taking a look at your money. On Wall Street, investors continue to be worried about trade with China and the market taking a big hit. The Dow shedding 391 points to close at 25,896. The Nasdaq down almost 96 points and the S&P 500 down almost 36 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After more than two decades, a retiring FBI agent has a surprise reunion. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
In 1997, Stuart Rembert was just an infant that was kidnapped by a woman posing as a nurse. FBI agent Troy Sowers tracked him down and saved his life, finding him left for dead behind a dumpster.
Like, it's crazy, like, to think that without his efforts, I wouldn't even be here today.
Two decades later, on the day of his retirement, Sowers was given a surprise by his co-workers. Now a Marine corporal, Rembert was brought to the retirement party for the very first reunion.
I've always remembered that night when I picked him up. He was not crying, but he just nuzzled right into my neck and I knew he was fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The feds announced charges against the friend of the Dayton, Ohio mass murderer. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against the friend of a man accused of a mass murder outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio last week. Ben Glassman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, says Ethan Colley lied on forms about illegal drug use in order to be able to purchase body armor and firearm accessories.
He told them during the second interview that he had done quote-unquote hard drugs with Connor Betts, as well as marijuana and acid, 4 or 5 times a week.
Glassman did emphasize that there's no indication that Colley knew what the murderer was up to. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.